The Paula Gordon Show. I'm Paula Gordon. More and more people are examining basic human nature to trace both where we came from and how we got our fundamental human tendencies. They're asking questions like, where does human morality come from? Our guest this week believes morality is grounded in our very being, in our primate nature. For 25 years, research scientist Franz de Waal has been studying animal behavior. He's concluded that primates are basically good-natured. Even Charles Darwin considered the question, what about human morality? Where did it come from? And many of Darwin's followers created some pretty simple answers to this complex question, but not Darwin.
Darwin himself had a much broader view, and he made this note one time that if you took a baboon or another primate and you looked at their affiliative and affectionate tendencies, you had basically the beginnings of a moral system, except for the reasoning capacities that we add to it.
Franz de Waal sees a second Darwinian revolution going on across many disciplines today, including his own. Professor de Waal's own work is with chimpanzees at the Yerkes Regional Primate Research Center. He also works with bonobos, close cousins to both chimps and humans. Professor de Waal has a joint appointment at Yerkes and in the psychology department at Emory University, both in Atlanta, Georgia. On a breezy summer's afternoon, Bill Russell and I went to visit Professor de Waal, who took us where else? To watch the chimps. Franz de Waal, we are in an observation tower at the Yerkes Primate Research Center, looking down on a whole community. Now, they look real familiar, but they're kind of furry. What do I need to know about being a primate by looking at a whole community of chimpanzees?
What do you need to know?
Yeah. What do I know about myself by looking at this community of chimpanzees?
Well, if you see the similarity, you know enough, I guess.
I feel real similar to these guys. Their arms are longer. They're hanging out in the shade. They're sleeping in the afternoon, which always is a temptation for me. But the sense of community with these creatures.
They're not all sleeping. There's this guy walking behind that female there.
Why is he doing that?
He's keeping track of her.
Is she?
If he doesn't, then some other male will move in.
Is she particularly alluring?
Yes, he has a big swelling. Big genital swelling, which indicates her fertile period.
Well, he's not 10 feet behind her. He is very close. Is that his role in life?
Well, I would call it a role. It's his privilege, almost, since he's the highest ranking male. And so he keeps other males away.
You have spent virtually a lifetime looking at, thinking about, considering the community of chimpanzees, mostly primates. Mm-hmm. Why do you do that?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm interested in animal behavior in general and ended up by sort of accident in chimpanzees and monkeys. And in the meantime, I got extremely interested in the comparisons with humans. And, of course, there's no better comparison. There's, in that regard, no better species than the chimpanzee. You see that female is now provoking the male. She's throwing stuff at him.
Why is she doing that?
Yeah, she's presenting. There she goes. Nothing happens.
We're having a busy afternoon at the compound. There is a certain sense of watching these chimpanzees and seeing myself, my own species. A little sort of tuned down a little bit. It's almost as if I'm watching. I don't want to be too anthropomorphic because I know that's the great sin in science, but it's almost as if I'm watching people except not quite.
I don't know why anthropomorphism would be a sin in science. Anthropomorphism means shaped like a human or formed like a human, and these animals are formed like humans, so to be anthropomorphic about chimpanzees is basically inevitable. So I don't think it's a big sin. You want to still be careful, you know, not to attribute, as you would be with people also. You don't want to attribute feelings to people that you don't know about. In the same way, you don't want to attribute a lot of things to chimps that you don't know about. But once you've watched them for 25 years, as I've done, I don't consider that necessarily a sin, as long as it's an informed judgment, so to make, that you make.
You talk about, in your wonderful book, Good Natured, you talk about how it just doesn't make sense to draw the distinctions that we are like them and they are like us. me more about that, because I think that there's still this man is the measure of all things that comes from the Greek 2,500 years ago. And I get a sense that we are much closer in a continuum than us versus them versus us.
Yeah, well, there used to be a scale of nature, so to speak, and of course we would be at the top of the scale.
Oh, well, of course.
And then you would have maybe chimps and gorillas, and then you would have maybe monkeys, and then you may have dogs and so on, and you would go down the scale to cockroaches or whatever, slimy animals.
Blue-green algae.
But, you know, talk with an entomologist, they will tell you that the cockroach is actually an incredibly successful species, very well adapted to what it's doing, and the cockroach has every right to be as highly praised as we are for its success in the world, and it's very likely that the cockroach will be still here when we're gone, maybe.
Success in the world, that's a biological argument you're making.
So biologists would say that there are no forms that are higher or lower than others. You basically have a sort of tree of life, and so you can have common branches and more detailed side branches. And so some species are very old, like the cockroach is probably a crocodile is a very old species. But we basically measure them in how well adapted they are to their environment. And some animals are incredibly good at that. And the ones who are not so good at it anymore are not here anymore.
You picked a magic word. We're going to come back just a moment with Frans de Waal. We're going to talk about that adaptability within living systems. Do stay with us. Bill Russell and I are with Frans de Waal. We're standing on a tower at the Yerkes Primate Research Center just outside Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be right back.